What is being asked of us at this particular time in the unfolding story of humankind? What is required of us so that we may continue our evolution peacefully, avoiding further conflict, destruction, and suffering on this beautiful planet that we call home? It is simple. Human ignorance and unconsciousness must come to an end, so that we are no longer living in the shadows, plagued by doubt and uncertainty, acting from fear and insecurity, venting our frustrations and our suffering in the world around us. We are being called to open our eyes and our hearts to the truth of who we truly are and what life truly is. We are being called to become fully conscious beings. So what does it mean to become fully conscious? And should we be afraid of it? No, of course not. There is nothing to fear, because fear is purely a symptom of unconsciousness. We are being asked to release our fears, as they only obscure our perception of reality and keep us trapped in a protective cocoon which we created for ourselves in order to give us time to acclimatize and prepare for our inevitable awakening into full consciousness. Now, the best way to describe full consciousness is to liken it to seemingly being alone in a large room which was previously only lit by a dim light bulb and thus not fully seen. But in full consciousness, the light shines at its very brightest and we see the full reality of where we truly are. The walls of the room fade away and we see that in fact we are not alone, but rather we are in the full presence of a divine omniscient intelligence which is deeply loving and supremely conscious. We realize that it has only ever been our choice to attempt to hide from this all-pervading conscious intelligence, because on a deep level we were afraid of it, inaccurately believing it to be a force of judgment and punishment. Therefore, not only did we deny its existence, but we actively tried to bury our heads in the sand through practices which encouraged greater unconsciousness of it. We learn to close our hearts and keep our bodies and our minds busy and distracted, so that there was little chance of us experiencing moments of stillness and depth, and thus getting a glimpse of what for us seemed like a most terrifying reality. Terrifying only because we realized there was nowhere to hide within it. And so, in the name of self-protection, we built a fear-based mental reality, constructed of thoughts in which we could immerse ourselves and hide. We fully justified it through our belief in harsh and uncaring external forces that would quite willingly allow us to suffer in pain or sweep us aside entirely, so unimportant and insignificant did we consider ourselves to be. Yet in our intricately detailed, fear-based mental reality, something deeply vital was missing. Love. We realized that we had a deep need to experience love. And without it, we could not comfortably remain in our protective cocoon of ignorance. So to avoid opening our mind and our heart to the truth, to the highest source of love, the supreme consciousness, to God, we decided to place the love that we needed in other human beings instead, usually, but not always, in members of the opposite sex, whom we subsequently desired to be close to, in order to experience a love that we so deeply long for. However, this way of experiencing love is totally unreliable because it depends on the mood, temperament, and behavior of another human being, something which is completely out of our control. Yet we desperately try to control the lovingness of another person by controlling our own behavior, believing that if we just act a certain way and say the right things and appear to be a certain kind of person, we will be worthy of love. But this is not the kind of love that we truly need. We need an unconditional love that accepts us exactly as we are, that sees the pure innocence of our heart and embraces it with the gentlest and warmest of energies imaginable. This is the love that heals the deepest of wounds within our heart and enables us to trust and feel safe enough to once again open ourselves fully to the divine consciousness. So how do we experience this love? How do we trust and feel safe? It's simple. We relax our heart. This is all that is needed. We start with relaxing our muscles, relaxing our body, and we simply allow the relaxation to go deeper into our heart. As our heart relaxes, fear evaporates, and more consciousness is allowed to flow through our being. We perceive more inner light. We feel happier and more positive. We feel attuned to the deep harmony and the love that is present in the natural world around us. We are simply seeing reality more clearly, without the distorting filters of thoughts and fears. We are experiencing reality in its truth through our being. As we rebuild our conscious relationship with reality and learn to trust its loving providence more and more, we actively choose to become more conscious, to open our heart and our mind more to its radiant truth. We recognize that fear was nothing more than a sort of illness brought about by a misunderstanding of reality. The division we experience between ourselves and the universe, between ourselves and God, is healed as we let go of all the thoughts and beliefs of being separate. We learn to dwell consciously within our heart, trusting that we are completely safe, protected and guided, trusting that everything we truly need will be brought into our path by our loving divine parent when we truly need it. And then once again, we become like children, living in joy and gratitude upon this divine living playground that we call Earth, Gaia, our heavenly home among the stars.